It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts every single show we've had on this program, this amazing program, over 200 shows right here on 77 WABC. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Thank you for the trust that you place in this program to consistently provide you with great business content. And this week is going to be no different. Oh, do we have a surprise for you? But it's radio. We're going to keep you in suspense just a drop longer. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we must open with some thank you. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Cerulli, Michal, Raquel, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And of course, I must give a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. I think there's over 100 videos already there. Now, even though you may ask, wait a second, you had 200 shows. How do you have only 100 videos? Well, not every single one is video, but it's like a virtual university. Every single subject that I teased you about at the opening of the show is talked about among those videos. I mean, how about a shout out to last week's guest, Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. You know how much value in terms of business insights he shared? Just give a listen, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. We're also on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. Special shout out to Jeffrey Hazlett. He got me in touch with tonight's guest. But again, just a little bit more suspense. I apologize for that. If you want to pick up the interview I had with Joseph Abu, the noted fashion design icon, mybradio.com. Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. The list goes on and on and on. Every single guest is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's amazing guests, Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. Let me just give a little background here. Yes, they wrote a book that's a New York Times bestseller, The Barefoot Spirit. But their real story is how they built America's number one wine brand. And they write about it in this book, The Barefoot Spirit. By the way, we are going, two lucky, you know, we usually give away good stuff here on the show. Two lucky listeners are going to win a copy of it, autographed by Michael and Bonnie. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. But we have to get to our great guests, Michael Houlihan, Bonnie Harvey. They founded America's number one wine brand, The Barefoot Spirit. They wrote a book, and we're going to talk about their latest initiative, which will knock your socks off. There's a pun in there. But let's say hello. Michael and Bonnie, are you there?
We are here. Thank you.
Great to be back.
Thank you. Well, is it fair to say that we're going to knock their socks off?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, folks, we've all heard of audiobooks, right? We've heard of audiobooks. How about this fantastic new concept? You have to hear what this is about, okay? Now, Michael and Bonnie, again, are the founders of Barefoot Wine. The book, The Barefoot Spirit, is a New York Times bestseller. And in there, they wrote the entire story, how they built this brand. Eventually, they sold it off. Perhaps even before we get to this fantastic new way that you're going to be presenting audiobooks for people out there. And by the way, this is the inaugural show that's talking about this. Because when is your concept launching, by the way?
It's on September 3rd.
Yeah, September 3rd. That's in 2 days from now. September
that's
3rd.
That's right.
Wow.
You're getting the jump on it, Yitzhak.
We're getting the jump. And during this show, we're going to even tease the audience by playing some of the clips. But first, let's take a step back to memory lane. 2 decades ago, roughly, when you started the Barefoot Spirit, when you know, your brand, perhaps talk about the foundings of the company itself.
Well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people say, follow your passion. And, you know, you can wind up in the poorhouse doing that. We followed our opportunity, and our opportunity had nothing to do with our passion. We had a client who was owed about $300,000 from a winery that had just declared bankrupt. And so we went over there and were able to negotiate a trade for wine and bottling services. And we thought, well, you know, that's better than a poke in the eye. You know, we got something out of the deal. But now we had to create a brand. We had to create a marketing program. We had to learn all about distribution. We had to learn a lot about business. And, you know, we thought, well, how hard could that be, right?
Right.
And how long could it take?
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
Bliss.
So that's how Barefoot gets started. It gets started on a trade for debts. And we did it with services and wine. And so then we went out and we asked the buyers, mostly in California, what do they want? And we listened to them. We talked to everybody. We talked to people. We like to say, make friends in low places, you know, and that includes people with dirt under their fingernails who are actually doing the job.
Right.
So we talked to people in warehouses. We talked to people who were clerks in stores. We talked to buyers. We talked to truck drivers. And we said, what's moving? What's not? What works? What doesn't? And they really opened our eyes. And so what you see today in terms of Barefoot Wine is a result of that kind of crowdsourcing.
Let's fast track to this fantastic concept. First, talk about it, and then we're going to go to our first clip. What was the aha moment that you had? Like, hey, you know, all these books out there, either they're read by the author or they're read by an actor who just a voiceover actor. That's all nice, but hey, there's got to be a more engaging way, an exciting way to present it. Take it from there.
Absolutely. We had a wonderful business lesson that we were sharing. And we saw the other audio books. They were lists. They were prescriptive texts. They were preachy. Frankly, I found them boring.
Hmm.
They were one-dimensional, patronizing. We didn't want any of that. We've got an exciting story that we'd already put into a New York Times bestseller paperback book, and we wanted to get it out to the most people, so we put it in an audio book.
But we didn't want it to be just like every other audio book that was just strictly narration. So we got this idea, what if we did this book a little differently? What if instead of just narrating the book, we actually acted it out? What would happen if we went to Hollywood and got an acting troupe to actually talk into mics and take different characters and run you through some different scenes so you could just be a fly on the wall and actually see and hear what is going on? You see it in your mind's eye.
So fantastic. So, yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, so we had these actors and we asked them to play different characters in our book, because we have a lot of dialogue in the book. The book is stories. It's not just a list of things to do, but it's in story form. So we had Hollywood actors playing the parts. We've got an original score, sound effects. It's entertainment. It's edutainment, as we say.
That's
You're
great.
Really there. You're there in the story.
That is
so it
great.
It gives people a chance to kind of get excited about what's going on. You know, here's Michael and Bonnie running into roadblock after roadblock, and they're thinking, how are they going to get out of this? So it's kind of like an old-fashioned cliffhanger.
Let's give a listen. Here goes.
She needed to make it solid. She needed Michael to draw it. And she needed this to happen fast. That's why she was almost vibrating to get it out and why she hustled a half-asleep Michael to the little green chalkboard in the kitchen.
I know what the label looks like. This is going to be a big success. I could see it stacked in supermarkets, This is going to sell a lot of wine.
Michael picked up the chalk and started to draw.
Quick, quick. Draw a foot.
What kind of foot?
A nice foot. Just draw it.
Michael sketched a slim right foot along the bottom of the chalkboard.
No, no, no. Stand it up.
He erased it and drew one with the heel at the bottom and the toes straight up.
Close. Tilt it to the right.
He erased and drew again.
No, no, more tilt. Just a little. Make it look like there's some motion. It's like someone is stepping up.
Bonnie's voice was getting louder. She was talking faster, feeling like this was even more urgent. Her panic was growing. They could not lose this idea.
Is that it?
By now, the chalkboard had a layer of white dust from all the erased chalk.
Really close. The foot should look like an exclamation point, an italicized exclamation point. And give it a little more arch.
It got more tilt. It got more arch.
How's that?
Now write barefoot.
Michael put down barefoot next to the angled drawing.
Closer. Move it closer. Put the T all the way inside the arch.
Bonnie stopped bouncing and looked at it. The board was nearly white. The air was filled with chalk dust. They stood silently, surrounded by their intensity. Both were taking big breaths. Bonnie's fear had dissipated. They looked at a slim right foot, pointing up at a 2 o'clock angle, acting as an exclamation point for the barefoot written into the arch. They both thought it was good, but they had no idea that in not much more than a decade, it would become an iconic national label.
There. That's what the label looks like. That's gonna sell a lot of wine.
Michael, Bonnie, so cool.
Oh, my gosh. I still get chills thinking about that moment. I saw the label in my mind, and I couldn't wait to get it out on the chalkboard. Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful time in my life. Have you ever had something just come to you, and it actually worked? Thank goodness.
You know, years ago when
excited about something like that, it just has to work.
And to capture it right away, I know when I went to FIT, the art directors would always talk about how people were sitting around the table, let's say at a diner, and a brainstorm came and they sketched out these major campaigns on napkins or paper towels. Here you actually, you know, didn't put pen to paper, but they traced it, chalk, the foot, everything. The identity came to life right there.
And this was after a night of out partying with friends, and we're tired. I want to go to sleep. And she goes, wait a minute. I got it. And puts me to work. But you see how that kind of a dramatic approach to demonstrating
right.
that business lesson.
As opposed
is,
to it being just read. Right, I'm sorry to interrupt,
right,
but
as opposed to
just
being
flat.
Just read.
Right.
You hear the back and forth, you know, Michael's tired, he doesn't want to do it, and she's right. all excited, and she's jumping up and down and yelling at him, and, you know, this is more like real life.
Fascinating. Now, by the way, is there a link tonight where people can go and hear, to hear more, to see more about what you're about to launch?
Yes, absolutely. It's called www.barefootaudiobook.com.
Wow. Can you please repeat that?
It's www.barefootaudiobook.com.
Wow.
Easy to remember.
Easy.
Barefoot audiobook.
I also want to remind the listeners that they are giving away 2 autographed copies of The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. By the way, a special shout-out to Idie Solomon of Madison Properties and Menachem Bash of Universal Elevators. They won the Soho giveaway. They each are getting a lunch from Soho for 6, a catered meal, a roughly $350 to $400 value to each of them. We always have great giveaways here at Mind Your Business. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets, terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guests this evening, Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, founders of Barefoot Wine, the number one wine brand in America. And they wrote a book a number of years ago, The Barefoot Spirit. In fact, two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy of The Barefoot Spirit. But tonight we are talking about something that they are launching in 2 days from now. This is so fantastic. Entrepreneurial education, right? We know how important it is to constantly be in a learning mode. You have to constantly be learning, be training, read, right? I think it's, there's so many surveys that have proven. In fact, Warren Buffett is known to have read, I don't know if he still does, but there was, for many decades, he read 6 hours a day. You imagine? He read for 6 hours a day, and he considered that to be the foundations for everything that he accomplished. So here, Michael and Bonnie, they wrote this great book of their life experience, but they turned it into an entrepreneurial education that has a theatrical style, audiobook. And it's debuting here on 77 ABC. How cool is that? Thank you, Michael and Bonnie.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Absolutely.
So now, you know, you've created this American icon, Barefoot Wine. It seems like it's in everybody's fridge. You've penned a New York Times bestseller, and you've spoken all over the world on entrepreneurship. In fact, this is so cool. Your book, The Barefoot Spirit, is now required reading in more than 50 schools of entrepreneurship. Can you please, what was the backstory there? How did that all happen?
We were speaking at universities that teach entrepreneurship. We really wanted to share the lessons that we'd learned with young people that were studying business and people that wanted to be entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were speaking there, they would pick up our books, and the students loved it. We had a student that said, "This is the first business book I've ever finished."
Don't tell me he already had his master's. No.
Well, you know, business books can be rather dry. You know,
yes.
Here's the three things you got to do, the five things to never do, and the 20 things your customer wants from you. And, you know, you're asleep on chapter two. So what we tried to do was say, well, let's take them on a story. Let's give them an adventure. I mean, entrepreneurship is an adventure. I mean,
right.
You don't know if you're going to get out alive.
Hey, don't scare. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there tuned in, you know, like, make it home safely, folks.
Yeah, please.
If it's okay, I want to give another listen to the buyer. This is a great clip. Let's give a listen.
Yeah, who do I have? What do you want?
Michael put a bottle of Barefoot Cabernet and one of the Sauvignon Blanc on Brown's desk.
We bottled the wine and want you to see it.
Brown picked up the bottle of red and looked it up and down. Then he did the same with the white.
This is what you asked for. There aren't any leaps or hills or rivers. It's a label she can read from 4 feet away. The logo is the same as the name. It's in plain English and easy to pronounce. It's a name she'll remember and a logo she won't forget.
Michael was proud of what they'd done, in the way of a student with a good report card. Barefoot was unique, interesting, and fit everything that Brown and the others said would sell. The wine, he knew, was terrific. The label was friendly and fun. What's not to love, he thought. Brown kept looking at the bottles. He didn't say anything. The silence was uncomfortable, but Michael sat quietly. Brown looked at the bottles again, but said nothing. Michael figured it was just Don Brown being Don Brown. Make everyone sweat.
So, Don, how many truckloads do you want?
Brown put the bottle down on his desk and looked at Michael like he was from Mars. Michael couldn't have gotten a worse look from Brown if he had clucked.
Are you crazy? I can't buy this. Nobody knows this brand. Nobody's ever seen or heard of Barefoot.
It's everything you asked for.
Yeah? So what? That doesn't matter. No one's going to buy something they never heard of. You got to advertise it. If you're willing to spend $1 million on TV ads, I'll buy it from you.
We don't have that kind of advertising budget.
In truth, they had no advertising budget. There wasn't $100 for ads.
Then you gotta go make a name for yourself. You gotta go sell it to every mom and pop store in every corner till everyone knows what Barefoot is.
Michael felt like he just got hit by a brick.
That'll take years.
Well, Julian, you better get started.
Well, Michael and Bonnie, I have a few questions, but first, can I ask, who played the buyer there?
Well, that was the one and only Ed Asner.
Wow.
The venerable Hollywood actor of, various TV shows and what have you. The guy's in his 80s, you know, and he still, as they say, he's got a great face for radio.
You know, I still have to ask because it's such a fantastic lesson. And, of course, you talk about it in the book. You're coming in there with a lot of spunk and a lot of drive, and you're there with this, you know, with this king of the industry, and he kind of, I imagine you wanted to crawl under the floor at that point. I mean, walk us through that scene. You lived it.
Well, one of the problems that most entrepreneurs have, and we had it too, is you fall in love with your product. You think, well, you know, it's got gold medal winners. All my friends love it. My mom loves it. It's got a cute label. You know, what's not to like? And then you run into the reality of, say, the distribution system or the gatekeeper or what have you, you know, these hurdles that you have to go through to actually become a national bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts local. And so here we are in California with the largest buyer of wine in the state of California at the time. And he's reading us the Riot Act. He's telling us stuff. And this is kind of like the imperfect Buddha. You know, the guy's very snarky and, you know, he's very cocky in his old ways. But he's telling us the truth. You know, this guy is actually tipping us off about what is necessary to build the brand. And he's telling us how to build the brand even without advertising. He's saying, okay, you got to go out and hit the bricks. You got to sell the mama papas in the corner stores. You know, you make it a household word in California, and I'll put it in my 200 stores.
Right, right. And you're mature enough already at that point to realize, say, hey, wait a second, this guy's not my enemy. He's not fighting me. It's true I'm attached emotionally to my brand, but hey, he's giving me some good advice.
That was appreciated, but once we took a look at the work that entailed, oh my gosh, what a surprise. We thought we were just going to bottle it all up, sell it to Lucky Stores. Don Brown was the buyer for the largest chain in California, sold more wine than anybody. That's why we went to him. We were going to sell it all to him, put a few bucks in our pocket, pay the grower back, and away we'd go. Ha ha. So much for plan A.
Oh, man, oh, man. Now, by the way, on the 3rd, this Tuesday, so the entire audiobook is going to be released?
It will be released, yes, on September the 3rd. You can buy it in all audio platforms.
Wow, so it's going to be, again, iTunes, Spotify, the works.
Yes, you name it. Amazon, it's going to be all over the world. And, you know, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. we are really happy to be able to sell a book in this media. You know, we tried to sell The Barefoot Spirit, and we did well. You know, I mean, we got a New York Times bestseller, mm-hmm. and that was great. Mm-hmm. But with this media, we can sell this worldwide.
Right.
We're not limited by inventory or paper or anything like that.
Right. Right.
Our goal is to get the Barefoot Spirit out to the largest number of people, people who can benefit
right.
by it. Anybody that's got a goal, business or not, can pick up a lot of excellent lessons by listening to the book. And the best way to convey principle is through story.
Right.
The best way to convey story is through a dramatic performance.
Yeah. Yeah. How long is it from start to finish on the audiobook version?
It's 7 hours, and it's broken down into 10 chapters, and the chapters run between 30 minutes and 45. And it's also got some little recesses in it, like, for instance, at the end of every dramatic chapter, there's a section we call Conversations with Michael and Bonnie. And it's more like a podcast where the person who helped us write the book, which is Rick Cushman, mm-hmm. sits us down and says, now, Michael and Bonnie, you know, what were you thinking? You know, what were you guys on? You know, why did you think that this would work?
So
and so we discuss it with them. We give them a little, you know, backstage information, and then we're on to the next chapter.
So fantastic.
Now, Michael and I were able to speak those parts in conversation along with Rick Cushman. So we did that personally.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a lot of fun.
Wow. The Barefoot Spirit, if two lucky listeners are actually going to win an autographed copy of the book, it's all about how hardship, hustle, and heart built America's number one wine brand. It can be yours. Of course, if you can go to Amazon and you can find it in bookstores nationwide, but two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy. How cool is that? All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win a copy of The Barefoot Spirit. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Tonight we have a fantastic show. We have a fantastic show every Sunday night, but tonight is no different. My guests are Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. They are the founders, and they built up the company, which eventually became America's number one wine brand, the Barefoot Spirit. Michael and Bonnie, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's our pleasure, Yitzhak.
Well, thank you. Michael, when I saw you originally in San Francisco up on stage, one of Jeffrey Hazlett's C-Suite Networks that you had up on the stage over there, you had, among the great lines that you had, was something that I just like connected to and realized how important it is, and important for any small business executive, medium-sized business as well, and that is to make sure to document and learn from mistakes in order to avoid repeating it. And the way you framed it was, never waste a perfectly good mistake. It's such a great line.
That's right, Yitzhak. You know what happens in business is many people, when they're hired, they have the idea, gee, if I make a mistake, I'm going to get fired or my boss isn't going to, you know, think I'm very smart. Right. And the problem with that attitude, and that's a cultural problem, the problem with that culture is that people tend to fix the mistake really fast, slap their hands together, put them behind their back and say, don't worry, we had a problem, but it's all taken care of. Right. Well, it is not taken care of for the future because it was never brought out and looked at on the table and really asked the question, how did this happen? Right. And more importantly, what are the documents that need to be changed in our business? Is it a sign? Is it a checklist? Is it a sign-off sheet? Is it a clause in a contract? What needs to be changed so that this is less likely to happen again? And so, like we say, never waste a perfectly good mistake.
That's great. That is great. By the way, how often do you see in small businesses that they're not documenting process? They're just kind of winging it along.
That's the way businesses start off. And hopefully, as businesses grow, if they grow, they learn from their mistakes. There's no other way to do it but learning from your mistakes, because if you're not learning from your mistakes, then you're not growing.
You know, when we started, our contracts were only 3 pages long. And when we sold our business, they were 37 pages long. So that's how many mistakes we made.
Well, Michael and Bonnie are on tonight because they are launching this coming Tuesday, September 3rd. So the debut is happening here tonight. And that is this is like too fantastic. This is just such a wild concept. It's surprising. No one thought of it yet. A theatrical style audiobook. We know audiobooks and they're very popular. Many times they're read by the author or by a voice host guest. But how often, or did you ever hear the concept where it's acted out and played out by Hollywood actors, and it's an audiobook? We're going to play a clip soon, but how could people actually hear it, Michael, Bonnie?
Right. They can go to Amazon.
To get a download.
Audible.
Right. Good. So how could...
They can get samples at barefootaudiobook.com.
Barefootaudiobook.com.
Right.
And that's where they can hear
samples they can
Good.
Listen to.
There's samples. And we're going to play one right now. Let's give a listen.
Michael Houlihan drove to the far end of the Piggly Wiggly parking lot in Columbia, South Carolina. That's what he did in every parking lot. and it's what all good salespeople do. Park as far away as they can. The spots by the door are for customers. Store managers notice the courtesy. It was mid-May. The sky loomed thick and close, a dark, steely, greenish-gray. Michael didn't so much see the clouds as feel them, hot, heavy, and steamy. It was the kind of day that discourages movement. Ah, spring in the American South. Michael is a tall man, 6'2", a bit gangly, with reddish hair and an air that says he spent some time on a surfboard. He was wearing a dark suit, carrying barefoot wine samples in a bag over his shoulder, and holding a large foam core sign with a 5-foot-tall purple foot. This was not a guy they saw every day at the Piggly Wiggly. When Michael had driven up, a dark-haired teenager was collecting stray shopping carts and wheeling them back to the store. By the time Michael started lugging his wine and sign across the 30-yard lot, the kid had abandoned his carts and was sprinting for the supermarket door.
Hey, buddy, you better run!
Say what? Run?
Michael looked left and right. All he saw were parked cars. Did he hear the kid right? Then, boom! The thunderclap almost knocked him over. Michael felt it in his spine.
Whoa, what was that?
He stood there, shaking it off. Maybe 5 seconds later, it began to rain. Not gentle, soothing, wimpy spring rain like he knew in Northern California. This was rain from a fire hose or a falling river. Buckets and buckets in seconds. Drops that fell like walnuts.
Got it.
In seconds, his suit was soaked. His tie was soaked. His shoes and socks and pockets filled with water. He started running for the store. Then came the wind. Huge, uneven blasts blowing hard from the left, then hard from the right. Michael's sign turned into a sail. It yanked him west halfway across the parking lot. Then it pulled him east. Then another gust pulled him west again. He was hanging on, figuring if he let go, the sign would land in Georgia. Left, right, lurch, wobble. Just don't let go. Inside the store, people had stopped. No one was checking out or bagging groceries or moving. They were watching this tall, fair-haired, California-looking guy in a suit, getting hammered by rain and staggering back and forth, wrestling with a giant purple foot. He disappeared out of view for a moment, then reappeared and heaved off in the other direction. He was barely making progress towards the door. The whole show took maybe 4 minutes. Michael tottered into the store through the automatic doors and just stood there for a second, catching his breath. He was leaking water onto the floor like a broken barrel. He looked up. The whole store, the shoppers, the clerks, the bag boys, the kid who'd been pushing carts stared at him wide-eyed. No one moved, just people staring. Michael stared back, dazed and dripping. That was the only sound, the dripping. No cash registers, no rustling, no chatter, just drip, drip, drip. Above them, out of the ceiling, that supermarket mechanical voice broke in.
Wet mop, up front.
A few seconds later, the store manager, a tall man with a southern gentleman's manner, walked up to Michael.
Son, I know you have something to sell me, and I know you want to sell it real bad.
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, Michael, what's so fantastic about this is that this is not a made-up story. You're reliving this. Do you remember this like it was yesterday?
I certainly do.
Man, and you're alive to talk about it.
Yep.
Talk about almost getting killed there.
This is the kind of stuff you have to do to be a success in business. Everybody thinks it takes place in the boardroom. But sometimes you might have to, you know, go out and fight your way through a rainstorm in a parking lot and still honor all the rules of the road, you know, like park on the other side of the lot because the spaces in front, you know, are for customers. If the guy sees you park there, he's not going to buy anything from you. He's going to kick you out.
That's right.
So, I mean, this is the kind of humbling experiences that happen in real life in business.
By the way, could you share with us what was the end of that particular story?
Oh, he bought. He felt so sorry for me.
That's
he
beautiful.
Bought it.
That's beautiful.
And, You know, that was the first Piggly Wiggly, and they did real well with it, and we wound up being in all the Piggly Wigglies. And anybody who's been to the South knows how pervasive that store chain is.
By the way, perhaps you could share, you talk about it in the book, also a great story, because it also came, and you talk about this frequently, how always listen to advice. You never know where the winning concept will come from. How did the concept, this is a great marketing concept, where you had the Barefoot logo and those little, right, Barefoot prints go through the store on the floor to where your brand is kept. And who thought of the idea?
Oh, yes, that was really a good lesson that shows that you really have to listen to everybody. We believed in sharing all the good news and the bad news with our staff. Mm-hmm. We would get together on a monthly basis with all the salespeople and all the people in our office. The salespeople would call in on a conference line, and they would tell us what their goals were, their opportunities, and their challenges. So once one of the salespeople called in, and he said, "We've got good news. We've got an opportunity to get into a big chain in Florida." And so we were all excited about that. Mm-hmm. He said, "But we have to get through the test period first. They're going to give us about 30 of their stores. We've got to sell 10 cases in each store in 3 months, or we're not going to be able to get into the chain." Mm. That's the bad news. Mm. Well, it gets even worse. They put us on the bottom shelf. Nobody looks on the bottom shelf. Right. It's the worst place for a product to be. So we were joking about it, and somebody said, "Well, you know, maybe we should pick up the foot traffic." And we said, "Oh, that's great. We're Barefoot. We might as well pick up the foot traffic. We're right close to the floor as it is." And somebody else said, "Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't we make purple feet that stick to the floor and walk people from the front door through the store down the wine aisle and then turn them into where our product is? They'll look down because they've been following the feet the whole way. When they look down, we'll have a sign down there that says Barefoot." Well, that's going to make them laugh. If you can get someone to laugh, they're already halfway to buying, right?
That's right.
So
brilliant.
They picked it up, they put it in their cart, and they had a good time with Barefoot even before they popped the cork. Well, we had people from all of our staff. Our whole office would close down once a month for these meetings so we could all share goals, opportunities, and challenges. That good idea, which we used throughout the country, came from the receptionist.
Can you imagine? Not the CMO, not the VP of marketing, not the creative director, the receptionist. How do you like that?
Well, you know, a lot of companies believe in what they call the need-to-know basis. And we believe in just the opposite, which is the know-the-need basis. You know, these people that work for you, they're committed. I mean, they've got an interest in your financial success. And when they get involved in a problem-solving situation and you choose to use one of their solutions, boy, their chest puffs up and they're so proud of themselves, and everybody on staff knows they came up with it. So now they want to do the same thing. So it really builds a team spirit.
Amazing, amazing. Folks, we're going to go to a break, but before we do, I want to let the listeners know, two lucky listeners are going to win the Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand by Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. Just text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. And good luck. And a special shout out to Heidi Solomon and Menachem Bash. They were the winners of the Soho Platters giveaway that we had running a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, you know, whether you win the particular giveaways that we have or you just listen to the content that we prepare and provide for you on this amazing program each week, that, of course, will really propel your success and make you a winner. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And, of course, throughout the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guests this evening are none other than Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, founders of Barefoot Wine. They also wrote the book, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand. And two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy of The Barefoot Spirit. But tonight we're talking about their amazing launch in 2 days from now of a theatrical style audiobook of The Barefoot Spirit. I mean, you know, conventional audiobooks have been around for years, but they came up with this concept to say, hey, wait a second. We're not just going to have an audiobook that just reads it. You know, that's nice. But how about presenting it in a theatrical style and having real voice actors perform the book? And that's what they came up with. How cool is that? So congratulations for even thinking of the concept and, of course, launching it this coming Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you. We're happy to be doing it on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, by the way, how long has this been in production?
Oh, we started over a year ago. You know, you don't just do this, right?
No. Nope.
You have to take the story, and then you got to take the story and break the story down into skits or acts, if you will, scenes. Right. And then you got to break down all the dialogue and put it into script. Then you got to find the actors. Then they got to read the script. And then you've got to spend quite a bit of time with the mixing and putting in the sound effects and the music and everything else. So there's quite a bit of editing. So we were very happy. We only got it in the can, as they say in Hollywood, about 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Wow. But a full year hiring the right actors, and you wanted to make sure that they really – because, again – this is not just a novel. It's not a fascinating business book that was just invented in the imagination of someone's mind. It's a fascinating business book that you lived. I mean, this is your life story.
Yes, we lived it. And by putting it into audio, it allows the listeners to be part of the story, to, you know, see it in their mind's eye. They can see that sign with a big purple foot.
Yeah.
They can see that parking lot and the guy pushing carts. Yeah. They can feel Michael's misery when he walks in dripping wet.
We're going to give a listen to another clip here. Let's give a listen.
If there was a barefooter in the area and state laws allowed it, Randy would send the barefooter to the house to make the delivery.
Hi, I'm from Barefoot. I heard you got a bad cork.
The people at the door would have their jaws hanging open.
Here's another bottle. And here are a couple t-shirts. Have a nice evening.
Oh, gee. Thanks.
Some of the calls were so good, Randy would play them on the answering machine at Barefoot's office. When he could, Randy called back quickly. He picked up a message one Friday evening from a party in Chicago. The callers said they loved the wine and made everyone take their shoes off before they phoned. Randy called back.
Hi, my name is Randy. I'm from Barefoot Wine.
Woohoo! Everyone, quiet! Hey, quiet! The Barefoot guy's on the phone.
The Barefoot guy. How good was that? A salesman returning a phone call got turned into a superhero. It also got him the permanent nickname, The Barefoot Guy.
I just called to say, I'm glad to hear you're having a good time. Thanks for drinking Barefoot.
Hey, everyone! He said, thanks for drinking Barefoot.
People at that Chicago party started cheering. Randy could hear the whoops and yays.
Wow, we love Barefoot!
Yeah.
You love your foot.
That doesn't sound particularly groundbreaking in this current hyper-connected world when making personal connections is a mainstream business tactic, but it was new then, and it came from thinking the way any business needs to think.
So, Michael and Bonnie, you put together the entire book. I mean, you didn't cut anything out, right? The entire Barefoot spirit made it into this theatrical-style audiobook?
Yes. Absolutely, 100%.
Wow. No wonder it took a year.
Yeah, well, you know, you're only new once, and we wanted to knock it out of the park, and we wanted it to be fun.
So fantastic. So talk about the rollout a little bit. Again, it's happening this Tuesday, but, you know, talk about the rollout.
So the rollout is going to be this Tuesday. You're going to be able to buy it on all of the platforms, all your favorite audiobook platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Google will have it. Yahoo will have it. Everybody that you can think of, Amazon will have it. But we're getting a pretty good sneak preview today, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as we approach the close, you have around 2 minutes left. You have such a great life story. Perhaps each separately, Michael, Bonnie, could you take a minute to just share with the listeners a takeaway? Now, of course, you in the book, you have thousands of takeaways. But share one primary takeaway for anyone out there trying to be successful in the business world.
Well, one thing I feel is really important is don't take yourself or your product or service that seriously. There's a lot more going on. You've got to find out what is needed out there. What does the buyer want? What does the end user want? Go out there and ask people from the top to the bottom, everybody that might touch your product, what it is they want. Put yourself in the other guy's shoes.
And I'll just leave you with this. You know, we have a tendency to think about the worst possible situation. And I used to go to a meeting every morning with two of my top guys, and they'd sit down there and they'd say, well, what if we got discontinued from Trader Joe's? Or what if we got dropped from, you know, some big chain store in the Midwest? And so after a while, I'd say, you know, you guys are just awfulizing. And, you know, and they would say, yeah, well, you're trying to idiot-proof everything, Michael. And I said, no, I'm just trying to make it idiot-resistant. And to that, they said, but Michael, even as you speak, they're building a better idiot.
Race to the bottom.
So the idea is you've got to try to simplify things in business. You can't assume that people are going to get it. And when you do think about the worst possible situation, think about how to mitigate it.
Right. Instead of just, you know, just focusing and becoming consumed by it. Yeah, such a great point. Well, I can't thank you enough. What a great show, Michael and Bonnie. Thank you. Thank you, of course, for the book. How could people find out more information about it and listen even to a preview clip?
www.barefootaudiobook.com.
Can you please repeat that?
www.barefootaudiobook.com. Just like the book. Barefoot Audiobook.
So amazing. Well, we're out of time. That wraps up another great edition. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great episode of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.